It is 89 degrees and sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. The area is under a flood watch until Sunday. That's because the ground is pretty soaked through and it could be raining off and on. College football season will be here in a month and a half. Today, EA Sports is releasing its latest college football video game for 2027. In the game, every college's fight song and stand music is performed by Nashville musicians. Music and culture reporter Justin Barney tells us what's new this year.
This past January, at the Fisher Center at Belmont, over 100 musicians carrying tubas, trumpets, and a drum line got mic'd up as the producer hit record.
The vibe is play as hyped as possible all the time, all day, for hours. It was a lot of fun, and the producers were really great about encouraging us to make it feel like you're in the stands at a college football game.
That's Ryan Mitta, director of jazz studies at Vanderbilt's Blair School of Music, and a professional musician himself who is part of the game's marching band. Other prominent musicians include Dave Matthews Band sax player Jeff Coffin, who's been creating the game's soundtrack since 2025.
It's the best college marching band that you've ever heard because it's filled with professional musicians, right? We set an impossible standard for any college marching band of what they should sound like because it sounds almost too perfect.
This year, because of the ice storm, some musicians couldn't make the recording session. That opened up an opportunity for some new players on the soundtrack, actual college students. Students from Fisk, Belmont, and Vanderbilt stepped up to record on this year's soundtrack. It was an unexpected opportunity that Mitta says reflects the deep bench of quality musicians in Nashville.
It gives me great pride to see my former students and current students be able to record and have these opportunities. And that only happens when you have a great community of musicians.
Justin Barney, Nashville Public Radio.
All of the songs are now available on streaming services. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.